Hello there, oh. David. Hello, David. It's Ben calling from MMA Legal. It's in regards to the Scottish abuse claims. I was speaking to my colleague Andrew the other day. Is that correct?
I was speaking to somebody. I kind of went into it, but I was speaking to some guy.
Yeah. No problem. You asked for a call back in the afternoon, so I'm just giving you a call now, David. Just obviously confirm what it is we can do for you and why we can do it, pal. Okay. Did he, you know he spoke to Andrew that, David?
I've
he sent a document out for you. Sorry? Can you hear me there, David?
Yeah. I'm a wee Megan.
Did Andrew send you a document out for you to sign?
I have not received it yet. The post is very bad at my bit.
Ah, no, it'll be via email, so it's probably not the right thing, so not a problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so send you a reminder now, it's for you. Yeah, so in regards to the Scottish abuse claims, you know, for the care homes?
Yeah, for the children's toy.
That's the one. Now, we're going to send you a reminder in a moment, but the call today is just to get a few details from you in regards to what happened and such there, Davey, okay?
Aye, did she see that bit? I've already put that bit in. And, hang me, I signed a mad PDF. And then nothing comes through.
Yeah, we've resent it to you just now there, David, so it should be there for you in a moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know your birth certificate? Is your name Davey on your birth certificate? Is it D-A-V-I-E?
No, it's David.
David.
D-A-V-I-D.
Okay, we'll get that down for you. And David, can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
31/3/77.
No worries, that's fine. 77. And your address at the moment there, where are you living at the moment, David?
Flat A.
Yep.
78 Dungoyne Avenue, Mulgay.
How are you spelling that one, pal?
D-U-M-G-O-Y-N-E.
D-O-Y-N-E, Avenue, yeah, let's have a look.
T-62-7NX. Is it postcode?
27NX. November
yes.
X ray or AX, you said?
Yeah, that's your postcode.
No, November X, yeah, so G627 November X ray. Yeah?
That's the one.
That's the one. Good stuff, pal. Let's get that down for you. Just one moment, that fella. Okay, that's fine. Let's get this on the system. That's fine.
I didn't have any valid ID.
Aye.
Yeah. Spend most of my time
have
in jail, so
that's fine, we can accept that.
Right.
Yeah, have you got a bus pass as well there, David?
I've got a bus pass, aye.
Perfect. So that's fine, we can accept any of those, so it's not really an issue.
Right.
And David, can you just confirm your email address for me, please?
Oh, that'll be David dot C A N O B E double L 77@gmail.com.
So is it your first name dot your surname 77@gmail.com?
Aye, the second bit is not my second name, it's somebody else filled it in for me and they spelled my second name wrong. So instead of David Campbell, it's like Canobel. It's like.
Is that C-A-N-O-B-E-L-L? Do you know the start? Is it Charlie or is it Tango?
Charlie.
So Charlie Alpha November. Oscar, Bravo, Echo, Lima, Lima.
Oh, see, I've lost that, sorry.
Yeah, so C-A-N-O.
Yes.
E-L-L.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, and what GP are you with? What's your surgery name at the moment there, David?
Kelvin House Surgery.
How are you spelling that one, pal?
K-E-E-R-S-L-A-N-D.
And what area is that in again, pal?
That's my guy as well. D62.
Yeah, I've got that there for you. Is it on Station Road?
That's the one.
Yep, fantastic, pal. No problem, let's get it down for you. Okay, no worries there. Let's get it down, so we see the contact number as well, which we've got here, so that's not a problem. It's 37 Station Road. Let's get the phone number down for you as well now. Second, pal. Phone number is 0141 956 1005. And how old are you at the moment there, David?
Yeah, 48.
48, okay, perfect. And can you confirm your parents' names for me?
John Campbell.
John Campbell, yeah. And your mother?
Mary Ralston.
Mary Ralston, R-A-L-S-O-N?
R-A-L-S-T-O-N.
Beth Ralston, yeah, no worries. And where did you live before you got put into care there, David?
Captain Talk.
Do you know the street name?
No, I can't remember.
What was the area called?
Hillhead.
Hillhead. Okay.
Yeah.
And have you got any brothers or sisters at all there, David?
I've got two sisters, two younger sisters.
Yeah. Can I take their names, please, pal?
Margaret and Agnes.
Margaret. The same surname as yourself?
Yes.
And Agnes, A-G-N-E-S-S, N-E-S, sorry.
That's it.
Yep, no worries. And what local authority were you cared under, David?
I think it was Strathkelvin at the time.
Yeah, how are you spelling that
one? S-T-H-R-A-T-H-K-E-L-V-I-N.
Calvin, yep, let's get that down for you. Authority, that's fine, it's got the right name. Okay, perfect, good stuff. Strathkelvin. And what age was your place in the care? How old was you when you got into care there, Dave?
15.
Okay. And do you remember the place where you was? Where you got put in the establishment?
Gilsland.
How are you spelling that one, pal?
G-E-I-L-S-L-A-N-D.
Was it care home? What was the name of it? Gilsland?
It was just Gilsland Care Home or Gilsland Children Home. I can't actually remember.
Yeah. Let's have a look.
It was in Beef in Ayrshire.
It was in where, sorry?
Beef in Ayrshire. B-E-I-T-H.
Let's have a look. I've got it here for you. Girls in school. I think I'm on the right one. Girls London Beef in Kershaw. I've got it. Perfect. Not letting me go on it for some reason. Let's have a look. 15 minutes. Let's see. Ah, so there's been a few inquiries at that same place, to be fair. So it's not just yourself, pal.
Alright.
That's not yourself. 39 cases it's been up to now. Okay, and who is it we could obviously, you know, for example, if we can't get hold of you or anything like that, who could we put as your beneficiary, so who we could contact? Who would be the best one for you?
My ex-missus, probably.
Yeah, could I take her name?
Claire Campbell.
Claire Campbell?
Aye.
Perfect. Have you got a telephone number for her?
Aye, 0775.
One second, pal. 0775, yeah.
776.
Yep.
1905.
Perfect. And it's Claire Campbell. Let's get a bell for you as well. Make sure. Okay. And if you don't mind me asking there as well, David, what was the reason why you got put into care?
Just the trouble I was causing. I wasn't going to school when I was stealing and just causing havoc, basically. There's no listening. Okay.
No, understandable. We've all been through it. And was the police involved before you went into care?
Aye.
There was. And what was they involved for there, Dave?
They arrested me for something, for breaking into something. And I went to, they arrested me and then I went to a children's plan on the Monday. over at the DRS that is over the weekend. Yeah. I bet I'll try span on the Monday. For? Yeah, probably stealing some.
School? Stealing, did you say?
Stealing, aye.
Yeah, okay. And if you don't mind me asking there, David, what happened at these care homes? So, obviously, he was only at that one, but it was just that one care home, he was at the
Yeah, that's it, it was just there.
Just that one, okay.
Aye.
That's fine, let me just get a bell. Right, that's fine. And it was the Gowsland. And what actually happened when you was there?
I was quite a bit of bullying for the staff. Because I was I was a bedwetter.
Yeah.
So the two of them embarrass your life at you and make you walk out your wet sheets in front of everybody and let everybody else in the unit know that you'd wet the bed. And so it would cause fights.
Yep.
And I was outside smoking a joint one night, and there was another unit. I was in like the younger boys unit, and there was another unit, and I was talking to two boys, and they stole the joint halfway. The man and made them masturbate them.
And they did what, sorry?
My name forced me to masturbate them.
Okay, one night, I'll just put you as smoking. I was smoking outside, and two of the boys.
I ended up in a fight with them. I ended up fighting with them.
Yeah. No, I couldn't imagine it to be fair. Was it in front of the other one as well, the other person?
It's front of that other person, aye.
Sorry, that's down for you. Involved. Any, I know that's quite a lot. Anything else happened at all?
Aye, this night staff. The night staff terrorised this night. She was turned 16. She was turned 16.
Yeah.
I went to Berlin to wait to go to. You used to have to go to Berlin before you went to Long again. I got locked up with the same person. So I was locked up in a cell all night with the same person. They'd already done that to me. So more things happened.
Person. Yeah. Person. Okay, and what was the name? Do you know any names of any of the staff members there? You know, obviously.
No, I can't really remember. No, I can't really remember staff members. No, it was mainly the night staff. It was mainly the night staff.
No, it's David. Now, David, if you go onto your emails, you should have received a reminder. It may have been sent as a text message reminder.
Right.
Just have a quick look for me. It'll be from MMA Legal.
Right.
Have a look to see if you've got that there.
Okay, well, I'm looking now. Oh, really? Two seconds, right? 2 seconds, we'll see if I can get it. I'm not sure if I can get it. I'm not very good with phones. Right, 2 seconds.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time, pal, no problem. Sending a reminder via text or email. Hello?
Oh, do you hear me?
Hello, David.
Yeah, I've got it there.
You've got that. See, if you can click that one for me, pal. What it's going to do is it's going to open up our forms.
Right.
Now, all it's entailing, pal, is we're going to do the work for you, of course. It'll be on a no-win, no-fee. And anything you do get back, you just take 25% of the back end there, David. But you are looking at up to around £50,000. The average refund for this type of claim is around £45,000. So quite a bit of money involved for you. Now, I know it doesn't make anything better, but...
Yeah, I'm not... Actually, this is the first time I've done it. just recently or something. Yeah. I never did my tooth happened. I never ever told anybody it happened. I'd kept it around and told my wife. I kept it a secret up until just recently.
No,
and
that's it. A lot of people tend to do, don't they? It's not something you're really going to tell everyone. It's a lot of people that are saying that they do keep quiet about it, don't they?
Yeah.
So, David, if you can open up that one for me, that email, it should say, like, let me have a look. I've got one here, so let me just have a look for you what it'll say. Spare me a second, pal. Moment. So it should say on your phone, notifications at Zoho Sign, and it'll say, and when you open the email, it'll say start, it'll have a red button that says start sign. Can you see that?
No, 2 seconds, 2 seconds.
Yeah, no worries, pal. Hello? Oh, it's gone.
Yeah.
I think it's good. Sorry, I'd want that big. Your place patch. Your ball for that.
I downloaded it and accepted the conditions. Did it say signed at the end once you did it? Aye.
I can check that after the call anyway, so don't worry about that one too much, David. Yeah. Let's have a
no, any problem.
See if it shows. Timeline, document, activity, let's have a look. It didn't show on my system, but it'll
actually,
show
on I'm actually walking about the side, actually, and I'm still going in and wondering about here.
Yeah. No worries there, pal. So, obviously, when we come off the call there, all we need from you, Dave, because you've not got ID, it'll be a birth certificate and just a letter, okay? So, a picture of your birth certificate and then just a picture of either, like, a bus pass, you know, the one you've
my
got.
Bus pass,
aye,
I'll send you my bus pass, aye.
Yeah. So send that with your birth certificate and then just a picture of any letter dated in the last 3 months.
Aye, because, see, the last time that Ayrshire Council were not willing to release my records.
Yeah, that's
because I never had ID.
Just any letter, David. It doesn't need to be, like, a, you know, a document one. It could be, like, Sky one. It could be, you know, one from Tesco.
No problem, aye. I've got letters here anyway. Right.
Yeah, no worries. So So I've sent you that message via WhatsApp there, David. So once, obviously, you're ready and you've got all those documents, just take a picture of them and pop it over to the WhatsApp. It'll be from MMA Legal. I've just sent you a message, okay?
Right, no problem.
What I'll do in the meantime, David, is I'll check with the back end to see if that's been signed correctly, see if it's all been signed and dusted for you.
Right.
And then if I do need you, David, I'll give you a call back in the next, say, 20 minutes to make sure, just to confirm with you that everything's done. All right, pal?
No problem, no problem. Right, thanks very much.
I'll call back in 20 minutes there, David. No,
right,
David,
no problem.
I'll see you soon, pal.
Right, no problem. Thanks very much. Cheers. Cheers.